Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We are in the sunshine here at the biannual Steam Weekend at Dundee Museum of Transport. And I'm now joined by
Archie Renton.
And Archie, what kind of engine is this?
Third size Sentinel steam lorry.
Okay, and if you're trying to describe what we're looking at to some of our listeners today, what or how would you describe this to them?
Well, you put coal in it, it boils water and it produces steam, and that's what makes it go.
Okay, and visually, I mean, it's, as I say,
It's a lorry.
It's a miniature lorry that we're looking at. As I say, what sort of speed and capacity does this do?
They say it'll do 25 miles an hour, but I'll never have it doing 25 miles an hour.
And have you had it going around the car park and things today?
I've been around the car park, quite a few times with kids in the back, aye.
I mean, if you were to pick your favourite part of the lorry here, what would you say is your favourite bit?
I've not got any real favourite bits. I've just had the lorry for about 6 weeks, so I've no... I had a traction engine like that before. This came up for sale and I bought it. So we're still getting to know it.
So still getting to learn all the bits and pieces.
It was scratch built and there was no manual or anything with it. So you got to learn as you go.
And what sort of things would you have to learn on a piece of machinery like this?
Well, there's drain valves for the cylinders and everything that you have to keep opening and shutting. But I didn't know where the valve was to open and shut them. But you discover these things as you go along. And... just learning how much water to put in it, and because if you put too much in it, it just comes up the chimney.
And we're at the Steam Weekend this weekend here at Dundee Museum of Transport. What sort of things can people see when they come along to a weekend like this?
Yeah, it's a great place, the museum, and it'll be even better once we get up to the tram depot, where there's plenty of room. It's a wee bit tight for space here, because these things aren't very manoeuvrable. Once we get up to the tram depot, we should have a lot of fun up there.
We've moved on a wee bit. We are now beside
4-inch Burrell traction engine, which was built in 2012-13 by John Rex Models of Pontefract. It's been built and I've altered it to suit myself, just bits and pieces all over. We attend approximately 15 shows in a year, as far south as Driffield and Lincoln this year, so all over. Just it gives you a good weekend. Sometimes we're away on a Friday, we're away on a Thursday sometimes for the weekend. And it's a good hobby. And all the people that's got them are very, very friendly. They always help you if you have any problems. Place here, this museum, everybody can't do enough for you. You know?
We've got listeners that are listening in, so they can't see what I can see in front of me. How would you best describe to our listeners what we're standing beside us now?
This is a vehicle that's driven by steam, coal-fired, a boiler in it, boils the water into the motion shafts and drives the engine. It's a third size of a full-size one, right? A lot of people think it's a train, because it's not, it's a traction engine. A train goes on rails, you know. This is a machine that was used on the farm, for baling, thrashing, ploughing even. It's difficult to explain to people that's not seen them.
Yeah. But this sort of traction, is this one of the ones that has a whistle?
Yes.
And
yes.
Might it just happen to go off like that? Yeah.
Oh, there it's, yeah.
So that's fantastic, but all powered by steam.
That's a steam kettle.
Okay.
It boils the water and... less than a minute.
And so you can have a cup of tea while you're sitting waiting?
A cup of tea, yeah.
And then we've got a carriage.
That's a trolley for sitting on. A lot of people have a seat on here,
okay.
On the back. It's easier for me sitting on that.
Is that whiskey at the back?
Well, if it was whiskey, I wouldn't be standing here, you know.
it looks like a whiskey barrel. Can you maybe tell us what that is at the back?
That's a water barrel. It's actually a small whiskey barrel that I got made in Spain. I built the trailers for it. It holds 32 litres of water. It gravity feeds through into a tank in the trailer.
Okay.
Electric pump pumps it through and into the tender. That tender holds somewhere about 20 litres of water in there. That's 32 litres. And it goes through a lot of water when you're running about the way we've been doing today.
So it's just a case of keeping that barrel at the back full.
Yes, when you're doing a lot of running, yes. It needs a lot of water. If you run out of water, you're in trouble.
What sort of difficulties would that cause to an engine like this?
If you run out of water, it'll blow the fusible plug in the boiler. And then when the fusible plug blows, it'll put the fire out right away. It's a safety device.
Right.
Keep the boiler from exploding. The boiler's tested. That machine has to be tested every year. Steam tested. It was tested last Saturday. Hydraulic test every 2 years.
Can you tell me a little bit about the fantastic piece of machinery that you've got in front of us at the moment?
Right, this traction engine is very old as a miniature. It was built, we think, in 1962. Basically from scrap. The cylinder and the motion, we think, came off something like a Milken Power engine from the 1900s. It was built by a welder and mechanic in his spare time as a hobby, obviously. This is not the original boiler now. This is the third boiler this engine's had. But it's fairly agricultural and basic. It doesn't look as posh as the rest. But then it was home built. It's a Freelance. There's not another one like it in the country.
Okay, so it's, I mean, from the side, it very much looks like what you would see on an old steam train engine.
The boiler is of Hunslet locomotive design, this one, basically. But I had it extended, both the barrel and the firebox a wee bit, because when I bought this engine, I was told it didn't steam well. So it makes plenty of steam now, that's for sure.
You can certainly see that. It's steaming away fine. And does this one have a whistle?
No, very clever whistle at the moment.
It used to be
too piercing, but it's no very good at the moment. It needs some work doing on it.
And something like this, when you take it around the country for people to see, but for yourself, a fantastic hobby to be interested in.
Well, I've done quite a lot of bits and pieces to it. There's a slight bend in the crankshaft, which has been there since I bought it, so I've been trying to get that sorted out. But it looks like it's going to be a new crankshaft, so I'll have to make up patterns and have that cast, and then we'll get it machined. Hopefully that'll take all the wobbles out of it.
I take it, obviously, that with something as bespoke as this, you can't just pop down to Halfords and
get anything from Halfords for this. In fact, not even the nuts and bolts, because it's got every different type of thread on this engine that you could think about.
So you have to do your research and your homework every time you need a spare part for this.
You just measure it up and make it. You fabricate it yourself pretty much.
Yeah, so you can't even go and buy a lot of this stuff. You actually have to physically fabricate it yourself.
Some of the nuts and bolts are available. They still do. You can still get UNF and UNC and Whitworth and BSF, but they're much harder to get hold of. Obviously, the metric stuff's easy, but there's not much metric on here.
Yeah, no, I would imagine, obviously, with the age and things that they're speaking
about. Yeah, well, 62 when he built it.
Metric hadn't even come around to it at that particular point.
So. And I think at that time he picked up fastenings wherever he could, so they're all different. Yeah. If you look at the two on here, that one and the one below, they're both different.
Yeah.
And it's the same with an awful lot of it. There's just nuts and bolts that, oh, well, that'll do the job, and that's what he put in. And it's done the job since the 60s, so it must be all right.
Do you have a particular favourite part of this traction engine?
No, really, they're just fun. Fun and a pain sometimes.
And, you know, describing it to our listeners, how would you best describe a picture of it, if you're trying to describe it to someone, so they could picture what we're looking at today?
It vaguely resembles a modern, or not so modern, agricultural tractor. But the strength is all in the boiler. That's the chassis for it, which is the same with an a diesel tractor, because the strength is all in the engine and gearbox castings. So from that point of view, it's the same. But then the power is sitting on the top as opposed to inside the covers. So it's all very openness. Which actually, when you go to shows, it's what the kids like, because they can see everything moving. The full-size engines are fine, but everything's way up where they can't see it.
Yeah. Okay, so we're at the next exhibit here at the Steam Weekend at Dundee Museum of Transport. And today, I'm joined by...
My name's Campbell Foster. Yevi, do you just remember soup and beer?
Well, that's not a bad way of remembering your things. I always like for ways of remembering people. So soup and beer, I will remember that from there, Campbell.
Right.
So, your machine here.
This is basically, it is half-scale Foden. It was built in 1997. It was built by a blacksmith that is down in County Durham. He actually had it until, I think, about 2014. And then it was purchased by Jeff Hall and his son. And they had it until October of last year. And I bought it off of them in October of last year. And this is really my first rally with it. So I'm quite enjoying myself, running all of the kids round the place. So they are having quite a good time, and I'm learning how to drive it. Although it can go a lot faster than I'm going with it, but I don't want to end up scalping anybody, so I'll take it easy. I'd rather take it easy.
If we're looking at the vehicle, we can see exactly all the ins and outs of it. Unfortunately, our listeners can't. Can you maybe perhaps give us a kind of bit-by-bit description of what a fantastic piece of machinery we have in front of us?
Well, it's just basically a model of a 1922 Foden steam truck. Foden kind of led the way in making steam trucks. So, this is just a half size of basically it is Foden 6-ton steam truck. It's got the cab, the engine's in the cab. It would have had the full size one, would have had two full size seats there, one for a fireman and one for a driver, because you always needed two people, one to stoke the fire and one to actually drive it and steer it.
Okay, and the back area that we have, we've got some children sitting in the back area at the moment. Would that be a typical load-bearing area that you would have? And what sort of things would you expect to see in there usually? Not children, obviously.
Not these children. They're probably used to transport straw and what have you and various things, because I believe these things did have quite a good range, because they had quite good water and coal tanks. And they also used them for British forestry work, but they were cut down a bit. And they had a winch on the rear wheels that they could pull logs out of the forest with when they were trying to do more mechanicalisation of it.
Okay. I know you've only had it a short period of time, but do you have, as of yet, a favourite part of the truck?
No, it is probably the steering wheel and the accelerator lever. Which, they've got proper names, but who cares? Yeah, but you just make it go. It's just a small interest of mine. I was a marine engineer and I went to sea for about 40-odd years. And I was qualified in both steam and motor. So I actually started as a junior engineer and ended up as a chief engineer. So I thought when I retired, I would have to find a wee hobby. So I think I found the wee hobby.
Thanks very much, Campbell. Absolute pleasure. Thank you. Right. We have moved on to what looks a unique piece of machinery that is at the exhibition at the Dundee Museum of Transport today. And I'm joined by...
Ronnie Kennedy.
And Ronnie, can you maybe describe to our listeners what we're actually standing beside... Well, I'm standing beside and you're sitting on.
Yes. It is a Bagnall-style locomotive, miniature, used in industry for moving equipment from A to B. This particular model is 5-inch gauge. That means 5-inch between the rails, coal-fired, steam-driven, and that's about it for the model.
How long is this track that we have in front of us?
This track is 120 feet long, yes.
Okay, and you've been taking guests, children and things up and down the track today?
Yes, oh yes, yes. mainly children, who are, yeah, delighted.
I'm presuming it has a whistle. Can we maybe have a wee blast of it? Yep, no steam train would be quite the part, yeah. Obviously, a whistle. Anything else you want to tell us about your involvement with this piece of machinery?
Well, I'm a member of the Scottish Model Engineering Trust. They're based near Methven, and we do this kind of event to publicise our club and to attract them to our open days, which we have along at the track, which also generates cash for developing the piece of ground that we have. Yeah. So, now, apart from this model, I have a table full of models that I have built over the years.
Yeah, these are smaller ones that are inside, is that correct?
Yes, yes, a small, what do we call a stationary engine. They'd be used to work machinery or pump water from mines. That's a popular thing. There are a miniature traction engine, paddle engine, which would have been used in a boat, and that's about it.
Coming along to an event like this today, I mean, it's a beautiful day, lots of visitors. How good is that for yourself to be involved in something like that?
Well, to be involved, it was actually one of the volunteers in there that got in touch with me and asked me if I would bring this along, which I'm delighted to do. And I invited some of my friends at the club who have come along with the other things that you've seen. But yes, it's a very pleasant day. The sight is nice, the crowd are good, and the weather, of course.
Beautiful sunny day today.
This is the seventh time we've had this here, and we haven't had a really bad weekend yet.
So what we really need to do is make sure that for the next theme weekend, which comes later in the year, we get the shades and the sun, because it's going to be nice then too.
Oh, definitely, yes, definitely. We've got some kind of contact.
Thanks very much for having.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks again.
Great.